Live from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show. Look out the bright lights. Look out the bright lights. With tonight's guest, men's relationship mentor, Sarah Delaney. Look out the night sky. Look out the night sky. And musical guest, Jasonian. I am Mark Leger, and now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
I am having fun with our guests already, and the show hasn't even started. We were, sorry, I hope we didn't.
Nope, didn't bother me a bit.
You know, actually, we have so much in common, and the funny thing is that where we kind of connected is kind of the gist of what we're really going to be talking about today. And so this is it. And this is interesting because just a couple weeks ago, as a friend of mine was considering and coming to the recalibration in Las Vegas, this course that I do and Dorothy and Mark co-facilitate, he says, asking about it and then saying how, you know, would it help with this and blah, blah, blah. And so I gave him tips of what I've learned and what we do in the recalibration, et cetera, et cetera. And this is a really intelligent person who is very, actually worked for one of the largest companies in the world and is considered really smart person and has always kind of, when it comes to smartness, kind of not considered me to be that smart in his mind. Why we've been friends, I don't know. Maybe I needed that around. But he said this. When did you get so smart? Where have I been when you were getting so smart? And I said, listen, you jerk. No. No, but the point is that my answer to him surprised me, but it came from the heart. It was so honest. It was like from my gut. I said, I learned really well from all my mistakes, and I made a lot of them. And that to me really, really sunk in. For a whole lifetime of thinking, wow, that was a mistake. Wow, that was a mistake. Wow, I can't even do that. Why I don't know how to do that? How come I still don't know how to do this? And all this time, I kept asking questions. How could I have done that better? What should I have done differently? What could I have done differently? I always kept asking myself as I watched myself through all these quote-unquote mistakes. And now, when I'm coaching or facilitating the recalibration or doing life coaching one-on-one and people come with something, sometime I'll crack a smile because I'll give them a thought to think of or a process that they could go through. And they'll say that. It's like, wow, how did you know that? And, you know, I did that one, or I did something like that, or I did something worse. And so now I'm at a different point in my life because of it. And it's almost like I could breathe. And connecting with our guest today, Sarah Delaney, when she helps men in relationships, and it's a point where we connected. It's like if she had a great relationship as a young adult and she's still with that person and all of that, she probably wouldn't have great advice for a lot of men. I shouldn't say more than that. I'll let her say what she wants to say about that. But I know she has a lot of great things to say. I'll talk about me. I wouldn't have great advice. But I understand. I do now. I should stop while I'm ahead so I don't have to ask the question, how could I have done that one better? So when we come back, we're going to be having some more fun and conversation with Sarah Delaney. And a little later on, music by Jasonian, all on the Life Changes Show right after this. You have to stop.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sharon Stone, and Alex Gray on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Or you can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo Voltaggio. I'm sitting here with our co-host, Mark Lejeune. I saw you laughing, too.
I'm just looking forward to making it through the rest of the show.
Well, it's your fault, and thank you for that, because you brought Sarah Delane on the show.
I wanted to have her on for some time. This is going to be great. And, you know, it was interesting listening to your monologue. This is why we created this show. This is what we've done. Dorothy, you and I, for the better part of 8 years now, is live and learn and not only look back at mistakes or successes, but have lived the ones that we were going through. And you have always said, you know, we're changing each other's lives. Mm. And now we're in a whole different perspective to be able to change others' lives because we've changed each other's lives.
You know, and speaking of Mark, what we've always done from the very beginning, you've said, you know, kind of like the everyman thing, like you have felt in many occasions, like you're the everyman. And last week while I was in New Mexico, here are people that didn't know me asking me, how do you do so much? How do you know so much? And I don't feel like this is just one life that I'm living. I feel like it's a collective because so many people have shared so much of their story with me. I have so much more to share.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And like you were saying, we've all had these interesting journeys, which you know, everyone does in their story. But I think we've looked at ours a little bit more in depth in the twists and the turns and all of the lives within the life.
Right. And especially with all the successes that you have had, for example, you've definitely lived more than most people have lived. Mm. So there's that as well.
We'll leave it there.
And for now. And so our guest has, our guest works with, you don't want to know what I was going to say, works with
men.
Can I introduce you at least? Is a men's relationship mentor, a certified NLP practitioner, a certified life coach, a natural intuitive, an actress, a speaker, and owner of Sovereign Alliance. She's Sarah Delane. Welcome, Sarah, to the show.
Thank you.
Happy to have you already.
Really happy to be here.
We got the giggles. I don't know how that happened, but I'm glad. It doesn't often
it
happen.
It started like 30 minutes ago.
Yes, exactly.
When you walked in the studio. Around high. Yeah. Yeah.
You had me laughing at high, yes.
Awesome.
Okay, so you heard what I was saying in the monologue. Yeah. Like, what's the connection? I mean, do you agree with what I was saying with the connection?
I very much do. I think if we're consciously looking at all the experiences in our lives as lessons or tools or how to use those things to better ourselves or just be more aware, then everything becomes something to learn from. If you're not, then you're just kind of, you know, closing off from that. And those same things can get repeated. There's lots of different reasons why those things get repeated within the subconscious mind. But you know, not everything has been, you know, you guys are both talking about like the different lives that you've had and in this life and just how many different roads you've been on and different twists and turns. And I've hugged a few turns myself, so it's kind of like I appreciate that, you know? I started appreciating the things that would be considered mistakes, you know? But then it also comes down to what you make mean the outcomes of a situation. So if you think that it's going to, or if you make it mean it's a mistake, then ultimately, you know, you're the victim to that situation. But if you can take different lessons from that and learn through it and, you know, empower yourself through it, then I don't necessarily consider those things mistakes by definition. But at the same time,
they're learnings. Without
their learnings,
their
but
learnings,
for
yeah.
lack of a better term, I've had plenty of mistakes.
You know, for some reason, I'm reminded of a song, and I'm actually going to quote it. I made it through the rain and found myself respected by the others who got rained on too.
Nice. That's
Barry Manilow sings it. I don't know if he wrote it or not, but
and then there's dancing in the rain,
and
then.
And singing in the rain.
And
now that has nothing to do with the point I was trying to make.
It might, though.
Okay,
are you
going to
dance? Are you going to sing in the rain? Or are you going to sit there and cry in the rain?
Ooh.
Ooh, deep, right?
Yeah. We should probably end there because that's a really good place to end the show, right?
Yeah, this has been our show. Thank
Nailed
you.
It. Bam, we're done.
Nailed it. No, so the thing that I think is fascinating about you, and y'all, you have to go to her website. Well, you'll see. She's got YouTube. Channel, a YouTube channel that we'll talk about, Sarah Delane, and we'll talk about her website and all that. She's very beautiful, is what I'm getting at. And so you've been an actress since 13. So
yeah.
Usually people that have the I'm, you know, beautiful thing don't also have the.
Thank you. I didn't know that was something that I had.
That's a thing
I
you have.
I can choose it. I can choose
you
that's
have
a thing
that
you
thing.
Have. That's awesome. Yes,
she's
please
got
continue.
That je ne sais quoi. So, you know, they don't really contemplate the relationship aspects because relationships, quote unquote, come easy because men are attracted to beautiful women right away a lot of times. You know what I'm saying?
So men come easy, but relationships
Aha,
don't come easy.
Nice. Nice. Yeah.
Which I don't subscribe to the whole thing that relationships have to be work. And I've been in them when they take work, and I've been in them when they take, you know, like just a lot of energy and all that stuff. But it's like even just saying that, it's like, okay, we're going to work it out, or like, you
right.
know, relationships takes work. It's like, okay, things take work. Yes, you have to put work in, but like, are we consciously using that word like it's something that then in our minds we're like, oh God, like that does not sound fun. You know, we want the high of the first, like the honeymoon stage, you know. Mm-hmm. Which is really just, you know, you're releasing serotonin and dopamine, all these different chemicals, and that's the reason why you feel so high with it. And then by the time those chemicals, you know, kind of subside in your brain, then you're not as excited about that person anymore. So it's like how to keep those things going and understanding, like, what's going on within your physiology and everything else that really is like, okay, well, is a relationship just a, you know, chasing a chemical high? Or is that just... You know, it can be the difference between lust versus love and all those different things.
Wow. Yeah. So it's there are so many things that can be learned in relationship, which is the good news and the bad news sometimes.
So, yes, you can understand yourself on your own only to a certain extent. And then in relationships, that's when you get to understand yourself even more, but you also get to understand someone else too. And I think that there's a beauty in that. I think that's, you know, if you're understanding yourself more, then you have more, I don't want to say control, but you have more conscious awareness of who you are on this entire planet and the things that you want to do and create and be. So the more that we're seeking ourselves through our relationships too, then the more empowered we become.
Yeah, I like to say that in my coaching, actually, and I'd like to hear your interpretation of it. I say, to me, there's no sense at this point in my development as a coach, there's no sense in working with the relationship. I work with the individuals because as they both grow, then if the relationship is supposed to grow, then the relationship is going to grow.
Yeah.
And if they grow and they're growing apart, there's no sense in fixing that relationship.
There's lots of different reasons for that happening too. Yeah, and then that's a whole other that's a whole other animal. And actually, I enjoy coaching people that are not currently in a relationship, almost to kind of help them get past their past, so to speak,
and set get them past your past.
Right, getting them set up so that whatever those limiting beliefs are, lack of confidence, all of those different things that show up, or that show up that are then stopping them from getting into a relationship, or they're kind of shopping hungry, so to speak, not really knowing what they want.
Or you're getting all the junk food.
You're getting all the junk food, and everybody knows when you go shopping hungry, you just buy.
I'm not calling anybody junk food, but definitely.
No, you can still.
You can do whatever you want, but I'm not calling anybody junk food.
Point is. That when all you eat is candy bars, then you get a stomachache. And women don't really want to be treated like junk food.
But it works both ways,
absolutely.
Actually. And it's not, let's just put, maybe finding the healthiest thing for our lives.
Yeah.
On top of the pattern break.
Thank you. That's exactly where I was going to go there. Because if you bring the same pattern, if you don't know why you have had the same patterns that were set a long time ago and now are recycling through your subconscious mind, if you don't find a way to transform those or transmute those, then you're going to bring that into the next relationship. And ultimately, that relationship could have the potential to have the same outcome as all the previous ones, thus leaving you in a state of I'm right, see, either he or she is an asshole and everyone's an asshole, or like whatever that's the majority of the conversation,
or everyone's
right?
Junk food.
And everyone's junk food. Exactly.
So on that note, actually.
I like 5-course meals, I like to take my
time. Nice. So the thing, one of the things that was interesting to me is that, so if somebody who's been an actress since she was 15 and had access to so many wonderful aspects of relationships, yet at the same time, since 13, you were interested in studying emotional intelligence and conscious of it, at least. So kind of when we come back, want to see how those two things came together to then develop into what you are now. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Isn't that fun?
What I've formed to be.
Isn't that, yes, what you have formed to be, how you've become the 5-course meal that you are now.
Okay. Awesome.
I have the best seat in the house right now.
We'll be right back with our guest, Sarah Delaney, who's now fallen all over the couch on the Life Changes show. A little later, we're going to have music by Jasonian. It's a great show. Stay with us on the Life Changes show right here after this.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic. And The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of 4 and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen. And the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
You
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as The Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino, on our archive page at lifechangesnetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo Voltaggio, sitting here with Mark Legere and our guest, Sarah Delane. I should say that her name, Sarah, is spelled S-E-R-A-H. Isn't that cool? As a matter of fact, that's important if you are seeking Sarah and want to learn more about her. You could go to SeekingSarahTonin.com. That's Seeking, SerahTonin.com. And also, if you go to youtube.com/Sarah Delane, her name, SerahDlaine, you could see many, many YouTube channels. As a matter of fact, what's going on there? There's a lot of information. There's some like man, woman in the street kind of thing. Some conversation with your friends. What's that about?
On the YouTube?
Yeah.
So I started that's kind of my creative outlet with wanting to open the conversation about relationships and conscious relationships. Sacred sexuality and all that stuff. And so, you know, a lot of my friends and I, we get into these very, you know, deep, heart-centered conversations about it. And so I was like, well, maybe we should just film this.
Yeah. That's how the show started. Yeah.
Right? Exactly. Yeah. A random idea. So it's kind of like a docu-series setup, you know, and it's just our conversation. And then I do all the editing and I intercut it with just random street interviews that I just kind of take on my phone and ask other people. Whoever's around, you know, about what their views on love and conscious relationship are, and then I intercut those into the different episodes.
So. What's some of the craziest stuff you've heard? All right, not that. Something else.
I remember one of the first ones. It was I had just interviewed a girlfriend of mine, and then this young kid comes out of his Uber, right? And I was like, "Hey, do you want to do an interview?" And he's like, "What?" You know, and just not. He was a really, really sweet spirit. And I asked him what his view on conscious relationships were. Okay. And he took conscious to mean, like, not alive.
What?
He was like, conscious, do you mean like conscious, like awake?
Right.
Like
as
sleeping.
As opposed to unconscious.
Like,
but no, as opposed to knocked out.
Knocked out.
That's what I mean.
No
passed
way.
Out. Sleeping.
Wow, you're like, okay, next. Well,
it was really funny.
They're very different relationships.
They are.
Oh.
Touché, yes.
Okay, let's go back to what I was originally asking.
Yes.
So at the age of 15, you're already an actress and having success at that.
Yeah.
And at 13 or younger than that, you were already thinking conscious emotional intelligence.
So
probably before that word even existed. But
there were a lot of things I was doing, as I'm sure you were too, doing before we even actually really understood what the definition of it was, right?
True.
You're an empath.
Yes. Stop reminding me.
I try to forget too sometimes. But that's why, you know, I love the aspect of relationships, because it's being an empath is all about, you know, understanding your emotions. I mean, that's the only name of that game.
Yeah.
You know, so when I was young, at 13, I did start in the industry at 13. And so it was having to step into a different world where you're building a character and you're building their emotions and having to understand why they're doing things, why they're thinking about things, how they're doing it, and the interaction between the other characters.
Interesting.
And so that's kind of what started my understanding, or that's what I was able to put that understanding into that art. But I was also in a very interesting situation at that time. You know, I moved out of the house of my parents in order to start acting. And so I moved in with an elder family member, and that situation just kind of turned into more of a more uncomfortably, you know, verbally abusive kind of, you know, I've come to terms with all of that stuff, but at 13 and in my mind, I didn't understand what the impact was. So when we talk about patterns and different things that get created in our subconscious,
right.
I wasn't aware of how those things worked. And yet at the same time, I didn't have anywhere to escape to, right? So the only place that I had to escape was within my own mind. And to then kind of be like, okay, well, what am I thinking about this? Like, you know, I did a lot of inner self-talk, but I had already also been able to learn those things, or it came naturally, and then being able to put that into, you know, the acting side of things. Like, it all just, it all kind of fueled itself and each other. And,
you know, everything you're describing sounds like it could have been disastrous. And yet here we are laughing. I mean, you've done a lot of work.
Yeah. I left when I was 16. And looking back on it now, I know there's a psychological term that's called depersonalization. And so it's when you literally just, you shut off completely from your own emotions. So I was there. And I didn't really do a lot of laughing. I didn't do cry. I didn't do anything. I didn't have any emotional output very much when I was just like me. But if I stepped into a character, that was my own outlet as well, because then all of the emotions could come through someone else, so to speak, that I created.
Right.
That makes sense.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Sounds borderline, you know, there's a lot of personalities there.
Well, no, but actually, yes. And but coming back to here and now, you can work with people from so many walks of life. Because you've had to go through all of those different emotions and processes and all of that.
And not just my own, and finding my own way back from shutting myself off from my emotions and completely closing myself off from my own heart.
Right.
Finding my way back to that.
Right.
Which is why now I really just don't have a filter at all. I really, you know, it's like go from closed off to just... You know,
wide open.
Wide open.
Yeah, no, you're good.
I don't like being closed off anymore. I've been there, been all the way down to the bottom of that. And then having, I guess, you know, with every different character that I would create, whether it would be an actual, you know, role that I booked, or even just every different audition is a different character. So there's constantly you're developing and learning not just about other people, but yourself through these other people that are characters that are written from someone else's experience as well.
Right.
So there's just it's a
definitely.
Why, so I got into psychology.
Why
I guess.
Just yes, what a great place. Why just work with men?
So it's kind of it's more and I. Obviously, like, I love my sisters, and I have so many amazing, passionate women that are my sisters that, you know, are doing this sort of inner conscious awareness. And it's more of just a passion for it, because it's like whenever I need, you know, relationship advice about men, yes, I can go to my sisters, and we hold beautiful reflections, you know, for each other. And we really are able to hold that space. And
when you say sisters, you mean your
like
women
my,
friends?
Yes, yeah. I call them sisters because they're, you know, it's really, you know, like we love each other as if we're family.
Okay.
You know, I believe everybody can love each other from like an agape heart space, whether you're a man or a woman.
Right.
And
I just wanted to clarify.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, when, you know, whenever I would want relationship advice, it's like, yes, okay, I can go and talk to my girlfriends and get that perspective. But it's like when I really need like guy advice, like I go to my guy friends who I call my brothers. You know, and I go and I speak to them, and they hold amazing space to really just say, look, this is how it is. This is what's going on. You
because
know what I mean?
That's what they're thinking.
Because
or this
they're
is, that's
men.
Where their process
exactly.
Is. Yes.
So then I'm like, okay, well, who's able to hold that space for men, but from a woman's point of view?
Ah, yes, because men don't have a lot of women that they could go to see there's this girl, right? And they could immediately take the girl's side. And
if they have a lot of actual sisters, I do hear that from, you know, other guys. They're like, okay, I got tons of sisters, and I always ask my sisters about, you know, relationships and stuff. So they would go to women.
Oh, so you're like the sister like to the man without a brother. I mean, a man without,
without a sister.
Yes. That should be on your tagline.
That's good. I'll work that in. So it's kind of, it's just really wanting to support my, you know, it's really wanting to support men the way that I feel supported by the guys that are in my life that are able to support me in that way.
You know, I like that and I get it. When I first started life coaching, I was trying to rationalize it because, like, who am I to coach? And, you know, what?
Everybody has that conversation.
Right? Right? But
what do I know?
Interesting. Turns out I know a lot.
Turns out you're smart.
because I made a lot of mistakes and learned from them.
Right.
No, but I came to where you just came to. It's like if everybody had a really close friend.
Right. Kind
of, I'm looking at Mark because, like you were saying, Dorothy and you and I have been to each other. Like, if everybody had that friend, and I have other friends, you have other friends. Then we wouldn't need psychologists and psychiatrists and, like, I mean, you know, barring, you know, something major.
A transparent friend, right, that is truly looking, because so many people go to their friends,
exactly.
But their friends aren't looking at this kind of stuff.
Right.
Some people don't give the best advice.
Exactly. And they have to know, right, they have to know.
Yeah.
They have to be good like we're.
Yeah. And it's not just, I mean, like, I value coaching. I value my mentors and my coaches so much because they're able to reflect back for me things that I didn't see. Like, we're not, you know, unless we're in relationship, whether it's with a coach or another, you know, romantic relationship, we don't see those things about ourselves all the time. We really need those people to hold up that reflection and, yes, have that background to be like, okay, this is what's really going on. This is a pattern. This is what stemmed from here. And here's how to either get rid of it or transmute it, I like the word transform, not just as like an idea, but actually through your subconscious mind, because that's where everything stems from. So as much as I so support and really enjoy meditation and, you know, all of these different things, it's also, I believe, you know, an NLP practitioner, I believe NLP is going to be a primary foundation for where we're going in mindset and awareness of ourselves, because it really gets to the root of where consciousness and conscious meditation or, you know, all these different things, we're trying to peek in at it from that angle. But transformation actually really only takes place when you kind of go around to the subconscious and transmute it from there.
I'm glad you said that, because when we come back, that's where I wanted to go. Not just NLP, but how to attract. Like, if you could give us some tips, how to manifest our greatest possibility when we come back.
Okay.
So hold on to that thought, and I'll be listening too. We'll be talking to Sarah Delane when we come back. Of course, you could go to Seeking Sarah, Serah Tonin, TONIN.com. And you can find her on YouTube and the whole series there at youtube.com/ Sarah Delane, Serah Delane. We'll be back with more of Sarah, and a little later on, Jasonian is going to be live in the studio here on the Life Changes Show right after this.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life, and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@lifechangesnetwork.com.
We are back. I'm Filippo Voltaggio, sitting here with Mark Leger and our guest, Sarah Delane, SeekingSerotonin.com. She is a men's relationship mentor, a certified NLP practitioner, certified life coach, natural intuitive, an actress, a speaker, and owner of Sovereign Alliance, which we really haven't talked about. But that's jewelry, right? That's jewelry?
It is, yeah. We have a piece that actually creates a vibration the same as your heart.
Oh, wow.
Frequency. So that goes really well with attracting your partners.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk about that in a second, but Okay. Just what's the website for that?
Sovereign-alliance.com.
Sovereign-alliance.com. Mm-hmm. I should spell sovereign because I sometimes...
S-O-V-E-R-E-I-G-N Alliance.
Alliance.com. All right.
With a C.
Okay. So you work with men and you're a men's relationship mentor, but this is not about, as you put it, picking up
chicks.
You said it, not me. So it's not about that. So
I can't guarantee that they're not going to be able to, but that's not the basis. I'm not a matchmaker. It has nothing to do with that. But it does have to do with
Do help people manifest their
partner and being able to automatically magnetize that whatever their perfect partner is, automatically magnetizing that back to them.
Okay, can you teach us that? We got 4 minutes.
Yeah, do you want to jump on my 90-day program I have available?
90-day program you have available?
Have
okay,
program.
Is that at SeekingSerotonin.com?
Yes, you can message me privately, but yeah, I'm going to, it should be up on the website shortly. But that's
cool.
Fun. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And so what does that entail?
That entails a process of the first portion of it is understanding why you're attracting either the same unhealthy patterns or whatever your patterns are,
yeah.
Right? And then the second portion of it is actually kind of like rebooting the whole system and looking at like, okay, how do we do things differently now in order to attract the partner that we want? And then the third section is very focused on, okay, first find out what you want,
right?
And you know who you are becoming out of that in order to attract that. But yeah, the biggest work is in the beginning and getting really clear on what those patterns are and what's stopping you ultimately. Those limited belief systems that you have about yourself, whatever those are, anything that's holding you back, and that can be taken into relationships of all kinds, business, all that different stuff.
There it is.
Yeah.
Now, I know there's no easy, there's no gimmick. It's not that it's not easy. It's work.
What would be the gimmick? Learning about yourself and how to attract the partners that you want. There's no gimmick to that. No, there's no special. What?
It's a racket.
It's a racket.
What? I have to learn about myself? I'm not trying to attract myself, and yet, that's the foundation, I think,
or at
right?
least someone that you're compatible with.
Well, no, but I mean,
there's no gimmicks. Meaning, I'm not teaching you, pick up line. There's plenty of courses that teach that, and honestly, it's not authentic. And women can actually, all women have a natural intuition. So she can feel your energy and what your intention is before you even speak. So if your intention is not authentic and really wanting to get to know her as a person, she's already going to feel that and be immediately turned off.
I've actually heard what's your sign is coming back.
What's your sign? Like your zodiac sign? I ask people that all the time.
Oh, see?
Did that ever go away?
Yeah, some signs I don't.
It was like, hey, baby, what's your sign?
Yeah, maybe coming back. Some signs I don't date. I'm kidding. It's not that black and white, but I'm slightly. It's like 50% there. you can't box anybody exactly into their sign, yet there are some strong characteristics that I found have not worked so well with my sign.
Interesting. So I kind of want to end with this because you're like we were talking earlier, Mark says, he feels like he's every man because he's experienced so many different things. And do you feel like the same way, like you're every woman, like you can talk to a lot of women's issues because of what you've been through for men?
I feel like I can talk to the things that I have experienced, and obviously, and I have than the empathy for, like, when I do my coaching, a lot of the times I use my intuition to kind of tap into them and who they are and where they're coming from and whatever the whole situation is, to really give them like an outsider kind of, you know, a perspective from the observer point of view and not playing, you know, any different role for them. There's a whole, you know, villain, victim, hero triangle aspect, you know, that kind of can go into that as well. So really giving perspective from that. And yeah, I feel like, yes, I do have a lot of experience with things. And ultimately, it's really just connecting and connecting to anybody, and whether it's my clients or anyone that I'm talking with, and being really present. And when you're present, all kinds of different things can show up that are really beautiful.
And that sounds like it works hand in hand. Mm-hmm. That sounds like something you teach.
It might be one of those little tricks, so to speak.
There's the gimmick. I found it. Hello, be connected.
But strangely enough, somehow some people know how to do it really well, and then some people are just like, I don't understand. Like, how do I do that?
Yeah.
So it is about teaching people just to be really authentically connected.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah. I like that. I think we need more authenticity.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
And it's not that hard.
And people don't know they need it because they've been brought up with so many sales, you know, so many gimmicks, so many sales, you know, tools and tricks.
And now we're in a society that has all digital and we're on our phones and like, who's actually connecting back again? And we wonder why our relationships are failing faster and marriages. I won't touch that, but
right. Kind of like when you walked in the door and we didn't connect at all.
What was I saying? I was like, you should have been recording like the in-between moments.
Yes, from the moment she walked through the door. Well, actually, we hope that you'll be walking through the door many more times.
Thank you. This has been so much fun.
You can walk through my door anytime. Hey, there's a line.
And I bet it wouldn't work.
Ooh, okay. Well, there it is. As long as it worked for you, that's all I care about. Sarah Delane, you are a delight. Thank you so much for being here and sharing with us.
Thank you both of you for having me. I appreciate it.
It's been a pleasure. So we will be right back with our musical guest, Jasonian, here at Studio NoHo Live on the Life Changer Show right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Gary Zukav, and Kyle Cease, on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and at Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back. I'm Filippo Voltaggio, sitting here with Mark LeJour, our co-host, and Sarah Delane is still with us. And joining us in the studio is Jasonian. Jasonian, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Filippo. Very nice to have you. Very nice to see you. Thank you for having me, I should say.
It's a pleasure, and you've brought a friend and co-musician around.
Yes, my friend Daniel Hay. He's a very talented musician as well as...
I do clinical forensic neuropsychology.
Oh.
Brain stuff.
That's
really,
brain
really stuff. Tricky brain
but
stuff.
But I do like coaching, and the show is right up my alley.
It's very cohesive show here.
It is.
Feeling it's...
Well, both of you being men on top of which, did you get any insights?
Lots of insight.
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
Maybe we could write a song about it?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's very close to home, some of the stuff that you were talking about. Yeah, absolutely.
Seriously, you know, I have to ask something. When we get a picture together, we'll have to get a picture with you and your guitar.
Absolutely.
There's a sticker or two on it. Could you explain what this is about, please?
Well, I've got some stickers that say life is good. I've got some stickers that say F you.
Those were put on one after the other, right?
It's just, you know, my particular interest. Glow-in-the-dark stickers, Batman stickers. Take your pick.
And this helps you be creative or...
Well...
It's an expression of yourself?
Everything helps me be creative. Okay. I like to think everything... The good and the bad, you know, it all comes together to help my creativity.
Now, speaking of creativity, mm-hmm. you are not just a musician, of course. You also in the studio, people don't know this. We should take a picture of this too. We have a cat.
Uh-huh.
Was that not made by you?
It was made by me. It's an Egyptian style cat with hieroglyphics, and I made it out of papier-mâché and. Some hodgepodge. Well, when I do art, it's more like of a hodgepodge of materials that I have around me kind of thing.
Wow. So, well, we're happy to have that. We're happy to have you both.
Thank you so much.
Jasonian, you have an interesting musical aspect to you. You studied classically, as in classical music?
No, well, I love classical music, but my background is actually like musical theater.
Musical theater, okay.
So, you know, I would say maybe that influence plays into my music. It adds more of a dramatic flair, maybe, because I'm used to show tunes and drama, I guess.
Like, do you dance too? I mean, like, you could.
You've heard of a triple threat. I'm not like, I'm a double threat, maybe, like singing and acting. Dancing is like, I can move to the beat, but
okay.
I don't call myself a dancer by any stretch. No, okay. No.
Well, I've listened to your music and have enjoyed it. And which is interesting because it's completely different than musical theater. So the fact that you could do both.
I don't do musical theater now, no, but anymore. I still love it. Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
sure.
Awesome. So what are we going to be hearing today?
The first song I'm going to do is called Sink or Swim.
Ah.
It's a little bit of a reggae vibe, I guess.
And what is it about? Life?
Well, let's sing it for you, and then hopefully it'll speak for itself.
Okay, now it's available where?
Well,
on your website?
I don't have a website up right now. I have a SoundCloud with links to a lot of music. And if you go to my Instagram, you know, the kids love these apps today with their Instagram.
The kids. You're a kid.
I've been around, though, man.
You've been around, though.
For sure, okay. Man. I'm an old 32, man.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
All right.
No, but I have, like, my real email up there. My Instagram is TheRealJasonian. My email, The Real Jasonian, it's up there, you know?
Okay.
You can check it out.
And Jasonian being Jason, like Jason, Ian.
All right,
so we are going to hear Sink or Swim here live in studio at Studio NoHo on the Life Changes Show with Jasonian.
Time to put the axe to the grindstone. Trying to make a diamond out of rhinestone. Can I really make it on my own? Is it worth it? Maybe I should just fly home. I put the work in so you can feel my vibe close. This isn't silver, homie, this is white gold. I order off of menus with my eyes closed. One of each entree just to say I tried those. Love the life I live, cause my life's a fine bitch. Excuse me, waitress, can I please see the wine list? Way I rap is a divine gift. Check the hands on my wrist and watch time tick tock. Pull the yacht up to the dock and let them bottles pop. It's all on me, it's my treat. A product of my bossy economy. Ask no questions, we give no apologies. We sink or swim together. We can weather any weather. It takes just a little effort. Trying to figure out what's your pleasure.
I make a joke of all that you call shining stars. You think I'm joking, but you don't know how right you are. Soon as I roll up, they don't bother even start. Them against me is the contrast between light and dark. And it's a cruel, cruel business that I'm in. That's why I'm on a cool, cool mission. Get it in. You can go tell all of your friends. Tell the friends. Black hair, bleach, blonde, brunette, to me it makes no difference. We sink or swim together. We can weather any weather. It takes just a little effort. Trying to figure out what's your pleasure. We sink or swim together. We can weather any weather. It takes just a little effort. Trying to figure out what's your pleasure.
Nice.
Right. There you are.
Jasonian. Thank
Sink
you
or swim.
So much. Sink or swim. Joined in the studio today by Daniel Hi, actually, right? Is that how it pronounced?
Yeah, you could say hi, hey, it's the same thing, right?
I don't know. It's
hey to the hi.
Hey, hey, hey. Hey, Daniel, how you doing?
So with a mix of rap, soul, pop, and rock, I heard a little bit of that in there.
I don't know. It's whatever you hear. Is that what I want you to hear?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I you know what I heard? I heard some awesome poetry.
Thank you. Yeah, that was a more, I would say, more of a lyrical kind of song. Some of my lyrics tend to lean toward more like of a rap kind of delivery. And then some other ones are a little bit more R&B, a little bit more country even. I even throw a little twang in
really?
There from time to time. Sure. I love every type of music.
So you're a little bit country and a little bit rock and roll?
Absolutely. And et cetera. Yeah.
Rap and soul.
Add it up, yeah.
So you first made a mixtape. That must have been when you were a kid, right? When you were one of the kids.
No, I mean, I've been making music, forever since, I guess making music videos when you used to hold the video camera on your shoulder before we had cameras on
because
our phones.
Because it was so big.
And, the old video effects and stuff like that.
Well, no, because I'm reading Ladies and Jelly Beans.
Okay, Ladies and Jelly Beans. Those are a couple of my favorite things. Let's just put it that way. You write what you know. I got a sweet tooth. I got a sweet tooth. And I love the ladies.
Okay. There's your junk food for you.
That's hot.
Amen to that. If she says
and
it's hot, she says it's hot, it's hot. Okay, yeah. Sarah says it's hot, I'll take it.
All right, where are we sending the kids again?
Huh?
To find out more about you?
Oh, okay. My Instagram is TheRealJasonian, and you can direct message me from there and find out everything else you'd like to know.
All right. Okay. Well,
everything.
We know a lot already.
A couple things.
These are a few of your favorite things, ladies and jelly beans and stickers.
And stickers.
You'll see those on the pictures that we take together.
The list
we'll post
goes on.
On
yeah,
Facebook.
Yeah.
What are we going to hear next?
Okay, so this song is called Devil Inside Her, which there is a little bit of a story to that one. Well, you'll hear the first line. It refers to the scent of a woman's perfume, which can be very alluring and very memorable.
It can.
Even after the relationship is gone, you're still smelling that perfume.
Mm. Or singing about it.
Or freaking writing a song about it. Little does she know. You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Daniel's it out of my head.
Exactly. Daniel's going to take the lead on the guitar for this one.
Wait, before we just move on. There was a lady in the room who wanted to say something. What did you want to say on that?
I was going to say, I take it this relationship did not go well.
It went very well for
a limited
amount of time. For a short amount of time.
Yes.
Yeah.
It went.
And then it was gone.
This is what I'm talking about. The inspiration, it becomes at the beginning of the relationship when it's new and exciting and on the honeymoon, throughout. And when you break up. And when you're...
So did the devil inside her bring out the devil inside you?
Ooh. Well, I didn't know we were going to get that deep just yet.
What, you just thought we were going to talk about jelly beans?
The devil and the jelly beans. No, I guess, well, I guess I sort of exorcised those demons through the music. It can be a very healing process for me to, at least I have the music when I don't have the relationship anymore, when I don't have, you know, the support that I thought I had. I got my music, man. I got me. That's all I need, you know?
Well, we'll be the judge of that if you really exorcised it or not okay. when you sing the song. We'll be able okay. to tell. But hopefully Absolutely. You will sing it with passion.
Oh, what else? What else is there?
Beautiful song.
What else is there?
Here is Devil Inside Her, Jasonian live on the Life Changes Show in Studio NoHo.
Should've smelled trouble on a girl like you. All I could smell was Chanel perfume. Now this bitch is tearing up my hotel room. You wouldn't believe what she put me through. I was a perfect gentleman right until the point where she keyed my car up. And now I breathe a sigh of relief whenever her name is brought up. Told her just because I rock doesn't mean I'm made of stone. If I give you what you want, would you just leave me alone? Baby, what you gonna find from another man when he can't do half of the things I can? She got a devil inside like a son of Sam, and the look in her eyes keeps me wondering. What was I to do but to let her go? I broke her off and then I broke it off, and I could not continue to play along with those childish games. But if I only knew what she had in store, something was off, made me a little bit nauseous. But I was only fooling myself, I should have kept away. Cause I rock doesn't mean I'm made of stone. If I give you what you want, would you just leave me alone? Baby, what you gonna find from another man? Well, he can't do half of the things I can. If I let you get on top, if I let you take control, if I let you call the shots, if I let you take my soul, would you chew me up like those other men? I truly never will see you again.
Nice.
Ooh. Ooh. That was badass.
Oh, thank you. Thanks. Badass. Thank you so much.
Jasonian, Devil Insider. And on the last song, you played as well on the guitar, but this was all Daniel
Hyatt.
This
was all
company.
Daniel.
That's
yeah.
pretty cool. That's
Talented
cool.
man right there.
I wrote the chords, and he had a song, and it just went in like butter.
Yeah, we have an awesome wow. thing where sometimes I'll record a song in the studio, and then I'll get together with Daniel, and we'll do like a stripped down, like an acoustic version to a completely different riff that he just comes up with on the spot because he's just cool like that.
Wow, because yeah. he's cool like that.
Well, what can I say? Your sexy vibes, man, they just draw me in, man.
Well, it's communication. Like you guys were talking about, it's communication, being open.
You know, and like we were talking about, when we were talking about the mistakes and what we learned from them and all of that, you know, it's hard to argue when we get to be the people that we are because of the experiences we had, when you get to have a great song like that because the experiences that you had.
I wouldn't change it, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
now going forward, maybe we could write songs.
The angel inside of her. Yeah, exactly. The compliment to the, exactly.
A great song like that and a guitarist. What are you again? Neuropsychologist?
Yeah, I do neurocomprehensive
assessments. I wish our listeners could have seen you rocking out.
Yeah, well. Actually. I took a picture. I should have taken a video. But
I love music nice. And brains.
Don't forget to tag me.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, this has been a blast.
Oh,
I mean,
I second that emotion. Thank you
awesome.
So much.
Jasonian's been in the studio today, and so has his cat. And that cat stay in there.
Did you give
actually.
The cat a name, though? I never gave
no,
the cat a name.
No,
but
should we name it?
I would leave it up to you.
You know, actually, you didn't gift it to me. You gifted it to
I gifted it to Dorothy. And shout out to Dorothy Donahue. Respect, a major, major influence in my life recently, and very happy to be here. Thanks to her.
And all of ours all of as well. Yes. Yeah, so thank you, Daniel. Hi.
My very pleasure.
And thank you, Daniel.
You're amazing. And
from
thank
Jason.
You. Thank you, Jasonian.
Thank you,
you're,
Filippo.
You're amazing.
Thank
and,
you so much.
Sarah, what can I say?
You don't have to.
You know what I feel in my heart. Sarah Delane, thank you so much for being with
thank
us.
Thank you.
And on, well, actually, big respect and thanks to Brent Hahn here at Studio NoHo for us all sounding as great as we have today.
Thank you, Brent. Thank you.
And a big thank you to Doug Newsom at BBS Radio. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Donahue, who we all love and respect, on behalf of our producer, Mark Legere, on behalf of me, our host, Filippo Voltaggio. I don't know why I changed the line today, but it came out like that. What do I say here?
As your life has changed...
Something on behalf. Oh gosh, if you're
it's your show, man. It's your show.
If your life has changed as much as the way I'm saying it has changed, then we're here for you. Good night, everybody.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.